Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our special guest is our incoming district governor, Tan Sook Dorawala, who will be talking to us about Rotary's Clean Water Initiative.
Good morning, Tan Sook Dorawala, and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, Jonah.
Good morning. We've been here for quite a while.
That's right.
Yes. Working in the studios here.
And we're delighted to have Tan Sook back as our guest. You know, Tan Sook, people are familiar with their local Rotary clubs and the great things that their clubs do, but they may not realize that Rotary also puts those clubs together into a district, and that you are the new district governor coming in. So explain what the district's all about and what you do as district governor.
There are 532 districts throughout the world. And we have 33,000 clubs.
33,000 now? That's the count today?
Worldwide, correct.
Worldwide.
Yes. And our district has 65 clubs. The districts are divided by geographical area and also by the density of the Rotarians in the area.
And our district basically covers the Hudson Valley.
8 counties of the Hudson Valley.
Which is, coincidentally, where our radio signal goes.
I was going to say, we go from, Tarrytown, New York, up to the
right.
Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Yeah, and maybe actually a little bit into Albany on WGHQ 920.
When there are no leaves on the trees.
Northern Columbia is where we stop.
Right,
yeah.
But our radio signal covers the same area.
Yes.
And what do you do as district governor?
Well, district governor is really a source for information. And also to help the clubs to become stronger, better, and also help the clubs to serve the communities that they are in.
Which is what Rotary is all about. We're a service club or a service organization that, to reminding our listeners, that is a worldwide service organization.
And before we get into what your plans are for your coming year as district governor, let's learn a little bit about Tan Sook Dorawala himself. You're an engineer, correct?
I'm a chemical engineer.
And you
that
work
means
for,
he's very smart, Jonah.
I know. He's certainly smarter than I am, but so is everybody. But you worked for Texaco. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
In the proving grounds nearby.
Yes. Only about 2 miles from here.
2 miles from our studio.
But you did do a stint in a state that I'm from my home state, in Louisiana, did you not? Did you work there briefly?
No, I worked there. We have offices in Louisiana, and
okay.
We had Texaco had offices many
yes.
different places. So I had the occasion to work with people in Louisiana, all the way from Morgan City to New Orleans to Houma.
Uh-huh.
And so I enjoyed being there.
And we're all
you notice
going?
He said New Orleans.
Well,
he pronounced
I'm
it
just,
correctly.
You know, this is going to be my mission until we all go in May to the International Conference.
And
which
we'll
is
be there with our Radio Rotary microphones.
With our Radio Rotary microphones. And the International Conference is where Rotarians gather from all over the world once a year to have plenary sessions. It's from the head honcho. Anybody can go if you're a Rotarian, you can attend. And this year it's going to be in New Orleans.
No, New Orleans.
New
Orleans.
Orleans. See, Tan Sook knows. He supports
okay.
me. We have three accents working here.
My wife and I went to New Orleans in March.
Yes.
And to make sure that the place is there for us when we go in May.
Terrific.
So, Tan Sook, when did you first start in Rotary? When did you become a Rotarian?
I started in 2000.
Right.
It's about 11 years ago.
Okay. And did you get active in your club?
Yes, I did.
And that's why you
And which club are you in?
I'm in Poughkeepsie Arlington Club, which used to be just Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of...
It's a combined club.
Combined club to make it a little bit more efficient.
Together. And
yeah.
I know you have a great, great track record of being of service to humanity in Rotary, and that you would think that just your experiences in the club would be enough to qualify to be district governor, but I understand you had the pleasure of going to the West Coast for a very special training mission, along with district governors from around the world. Is that right?
Yes. We had... Normally, every year, we have what is called Rotary International Assembly. And there, we bring 532 or however many district governors there are in every year. And we bring them and their spouses or partners, along with Rotary International leaders, So there was about 1,500 people all under one roof representing nearly 200 different countries.
And there, it's about a week long, isn't it?
It's 1 week long,
and
very intensive program.
Training, basically workshops, that type of thing, but also exchange of ideas.
A lot of brainstorming.
That is correct. A lot of brainstorming. We have workshops where we work with, we had about 11 workshops during 1 week, and we had equal number of 11 plenary sessions where we had heard from different people about what Rotary plans to be and Rotary has been, as well as talk about some projects that Rotary has done.
So because this is such an important powwow, let's not underplay what an honor it is to be the one chosen or vetted by the district to become the next district governor.
Well, it's indeed an honor. Not only that, there's only 532 of us throughout the world who get a chance to be district governor, and we are the officers of the Rotary International.
Well, Rotary District 7210, incoming district governor Tansuk Durwala. Every year, the Rotary International president picks a theme that all Rotarians try to aim as a goal. All right,
for a motto to live by.
Right, and what is the theme coming up in the coming year?
The theme for the coming year is Search Within to Embrace Humanity.
And what does that mean to you?
It means to me that everybody has to look deep inside to see what they can do to serve humanity. And it's not only personal, but we can use the same thing for our family, our clubs, our district.
Our professions.
For our profession, exactly. The service is not just limited to humanitarian service. It could be professional service. You could be a good judge, and you could be a good lawyer, and so on and so forth.
And Sarah can be a good banker.
Sarah could be a wonderful banker.
Although she's told me I'm absolutely unworthy of a loan, and she won't even give me 50 cents.
Well, now, that's because you're a retired judge.
That's right. So, Tansuk, Rotary's had a very big push about the eradication of polio, but they're looking beyond that to the next big world health crisis. And you are one of the leaders in this, and that is the issue of clean water.
And have been for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't just jump on this bandwagon.
What's your nickname for yourself?
Yeah, my nickname is District Water Boy.
All right. How'd you first get interested in the issue of clean water?
In my case, I started as a youngster in India, and I had been exposed to waterborne diseases such as cholera, typhoid, malaria, diarrhea, and I actually personally suffered from some of those. So having been through that, I learned the value of safe drinking water as well as personal hygiene. And so I would say since I was about eight or 10 years old, I have been interested in making water available to the people. Of course, I couldn't do anything at that time, but that was always my interest.
And the problem, because we're here in America, we're so used to just turning on the tap and getting pure, wholesome water.
We take it for granted.
We don't even give a second thought to it. But the problem in some of the poor areas of the world is that that same water is used for drinking, bathing, removal of sanitary wastes, cattle go through it and relieve themselves, and it's all coming out of one source. Is that why we've got these waterborne diseases?
Well, waterborne diseases come from bacterial matter, which is from human and animal pollution. But there are also other problems, which are chemical problems, which come from industry as well as agriculture. And so it's pollution of safe drinking water which causes the problem.
So, Tansuk, tell us a little bit about what Rotary does to help bring to developing areas or more poverty-stricken parts of the world to make the water clean and safe.
There are a number of different ways of doing it, and water filtration is one of the approaches that we have been focusing on.
Water filtration? Yes.
That's correct.
And that's a big, big Rotary initiative.
Yes, it is. But there are other parts of the world where we have gone and dug wells. We have provided a piping system. Irrigation system, rainwater harvesting. But the projects that our district and I have personally been involved with are what we call slow sand water filters.
And you know what? We're going to talk about that in the next segment a little bit more.
That's right. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the sparkling, speaking of water, sparkling Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guest is incoming District Governor Tansuk Duraiwala. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley, Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA-PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Become a literacy volunteer and help break the cycle of illiteracy and poverty in our communities.
Literacy Connections is looking for volunteers to help adults learn to read. Become a tutor and improve the lives of those you teach.
Information about volunteer training, tutors, and programs can be found at www.literacyconnections.org. That's www.literacyconnections.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my ever-brilliant and very funny, off-mic, of course, co-host, Jonah Trebois.
I love you too, dear.
I know you do.
I get this kind of abuse at home.
Well, I'm the work wife, okay? Just keep the roles straight.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're talking to our very special guest, our incoming Rotary District Governor, Tansuk Duraiwala. And what we mean by that district governor is he's kind of the head honcho of our 7210 family, Rotary family here in the Hudson Valley.
And you have to explain why Jay started out with Hooray for Hollywood.
Okay. That was a great segue.
Thank you. So explain it.
Well, besides the fact he wants us to have new theme music,
right,
we are launching into another, let's say, growth period or step forward generation of Radio Rotary. We're starting to do some video.
Right.
And that will be made available to our fans, listening audience, and hopefully to the bigger world out there to let people know about Radio
Rotary. This broadcast
Rotary
is being videotaped right now.
As we speak.
In
our studios.
And normally we just do this show
and
in our
fellow
bathrobes.
Rotarian, but yeah, in our bathrobes with my hair up in a ponytail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tell you, it was a lot of pressure coming into the studio this morning. But Andrew is here.
Because of this, out came the hairspray, out came the makeup, out came the lipstick, and that was just for me.
There you go.
We get back
Andrew,
to our guest.
Andrew Stein
Hi,
is
Andrew.
Here, our videographer. He's also a
He's
fellow
terrific.
Rotarian.
Terrific
and he is a professional producer, writer,
right.
and TV
and
person.
I have given him $25 to turn the camera around and get Betty Renner on camera.
Well,
at some point
we are, what she least expects. But anyway, we do have a guest here. And the like
That's
I said,
right.
the very important,
Speaking
our
of a great
incoming,
Rotarian.
Exemplary Rotarian, our incoming District Governor, Tansip Dorwala. And we're talking about becoming a district governor, what that entails, how you get ready, how you're vetted.
And something very close to Tansip's heart, the Clean Water
passion,
Initiative.
His
yes.
passion, and he's referred to in our district as the water boy.
By himself.
By himself. He nicknamed
okay.
himself.
So, Tansip, you were telling us about the fact that these waterborne diseases are caused by people in poor areas using the same water source for drinking, bathing, washing, relieving themselves, relieving the cattle. And you said there were filters available. Now, tell us about these filters, these sand filters you were talking about.
Yes, these are filters that are for individual families. They are about the size of an office water cooler. And they are filled with sand on top, and underneath there's gravel, coarse gravel, and fine gravel and coarse gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a distribution plate through which the water is poured, and as the water flows down, it gets filtered. The bacterial content of the water is removed at the top of the sand bed, and water comes out on the side tap. And the family is able to use this kind of filter for about 30 gallons per day.
So it can go in dirty water and come out clean water.
Right.
We've actually seen them.
Yes,
and they're
yes, yes.
very simplistic assembly. It's something that can be made with basic materials and brought to an otherwise an area that would have no irrigation, I mean, no running plumbing as we know of it in this
and
country
And no use
now.
Of electricity. It's all done by gravity, correct?
That's correct.
Oh, that's a very good
it's the
point.
Brilliance of simplicity. Mm-hmm. And how do we get these water filters out to people?
Well, we manufacture them locally using local labor and local material, but usually
on site where you go, you mean?
In the country
where we are
providing the filters.
Mm-hmm.
We try to find a city or a small town nearby where they can be manufactured. From there, we take them on commercial haulers to the site near community, and then we put them on four-wheel trucks and sometimes hand cars. To bring them to the individual families. These filters are made of concrete, so they do weigh. We looked into the alternative of using plastic filters, but then they cannot be made locally.
Right, right. And what is the cost to put in one of these filters for a family?
The cost of filter, including everything, is about $75 to $80, and that includes the cost of manufacture, cost of delivery, paying for the supervision for manufacturing.
So door-to-door, basically.
Door-to-door.
Door-to-door.
That's next to nothing, but consider that you're going to save some young child from potentially deadly diseases. What a great, great initiative for Rotary. And I understand Rotarians go out to these various countries to supervise the installation. Is that something you've had the pleasure of doing?
Yes, I've had the pleasure of doing going to two or three different countries.
Where have you been, Tansip?
I've been to Honduras. I've been to El Salvador. I've been to Guatemala. And I have traveled to various other countries, but these are specifically for water projects.
Where was the project that you and fellow Rotarian Stephanie King went to?
El Salvador.
Okay, that was the past couple of years, hasn't it?
As a matter of fact, that project was completed in April of last year, 2010.
Okay. Right, and what are some of the other countries that Rotary has placed these filters? Your own native India, for example?
Rotary has not placed filters in Asia because there the problem is of different kind. It's more a actually many of those countries have running water and they do have well water, but in the remote areas, what we have done is put reverse osmosis filters and not the...
What type of water filters?
Reverse osmosis.
Reverse osmosis. Those are membrane-based filters which remove the salts from the water and other impurities, not so much bacterial content. For the bacterial content, we do a UV treatment.
I'll tell you what, Jonah. Nothing like having an engineer explain something like this to you. Break it down so you can get it.
Many people in the Hudson Valley have reverse osmosis filters for
in their homes.
In their homes. I'll give a plug. Culligan, for example, the Brita water filter system. That's reverse osmosis, correct?
Brita is not reverse osmosis, but Culligan has reverse osmosis.
Again, spoken like a true engineer.
That's my job.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, Tan Suk, we did want to talk back a little bit about the process. You don't just raise your hand and get to be the big cheese.
The district governor.
And this is it's a huge honor, but it's also a big commitment and an enormous amount of responsibility for an individual. And there is a process. Again, not a 10-minute process. One thing I will just put my little two cents in worth, something that I've always been very proud about Rotary, besides all the wonderful good works to the greater good and humanity in motion, is that there's training involved, there's support, there are workshops, there are seminars, there are assemblies that and exchange of ideas, so that when people step into a role as important as district governor, that they're prepared.
Yes, they are. We start by the nomination process, which is at the district level. And in my case, I'm going to be serving as governor in the year 2011 and 12. And my year starts on July 1 of 2011.
And that's all over where we pass the torch.
And everybody in the whole Rotary world does the same thing.
The next president, the next administration, so to speak, globally comes in.
The club president,
even at the club level, we do the same thing. Yeah. And the Rotary International president comes in at the same way, same time. We are usually nominated. The governors are nominated almost 3 years before. I was nominated in January of 2009.
So when you're called the nominee or designated,
I was called
like
a nominee. Once you're nominated by a nominating committee, then you go to a district conference where you are. Your nomination is approved.
So you're in the pipeline.
I'm in the pipeline.
How'd you like that engineering term?
Oh,
I just threw
good.
Out there.
It was wonderful. I got squeezed many places, though.
It's an apprenticeship. And you get to know what's good. Now, do they choose the district governor the same way they choose the president at the Red Hook Club, which is, let's see who's not here today, and we stick them with the presidency?
Oh, Jonah.
It's true.
You sound so jaded.
It's true.
It's a little bit better than that. And what it is that the district governor must have served as club president, must be a Rotarian for at least 7 years, and must have some kind of a track record of serving the district, serving Rotary International beyond the club level.
So you have to lead by example.
And then
the nominating committee or the selection process starts, and you're vetted and interviewed and, things like that. So we're all very excited. We've had some great district governors, and I have to say...
And Tan Suk's going to be a great one, too.
Yes, we are very excited about Tan Suk, but because I pick on you so much, Jonah, I'm really looking forward to you at some point feeling like that's something that you could and would like to do, and more importantly, if they would have you.
I don't think so.
Jonah served as an assistant governor.
If Jonah wants to do it, I'll step aside and I'll give him all the training that he needs.
No, thanks. I'm booked here in the radio studio.
You are not off the hook.
Well, Tan Suk Durwala, I know you're going to have an outstanding year, and I know the Rotary International president also comes from your native India. That must be a great point of pride to you. And I know that you want to close your comments with a quote from one of the great leaders of your native land, the great Mahatma Gandhi. What teaching has he given you that's going to take you forward as district governor this year?
Well, the best thing that we have from Mahatma Gandhi is that be the change that you want to be. In other words, lead by example. If you want somebody to do something, do it yourself first.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. And Mahatma Gandhi lived that lived that example rather well.
Well, Tan Suk Durwala, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary, and good luck with your year as district governor.
Okay, thank you.
And tell us, Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Tribuasa. Thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hudson Valley Rotarians invite you to help us help those whose homes were destroyed in Japan's earthquake and tsunami by sending life-saving shelter boxes. Each Rotary shelter box has a durable tent with water purification and cooking supplies for 10 people. For more information, go to shelterboxusa.org. That's shelterboxusa.org.
On Sunday, May 1st, the American Heart Association will host its annual Heart Walk at Sebago Beach in Harriman State Park. Join thousands of participants who raise money to help in the fight against heart disease and stroke. Start your own team and come out together to celebrate wellness and heart health. You can develop your own Heart Walk website to raise money for the AHA and invite family, friends, and coworkers to support you. Contact the American Heart Association at 845-342-1115. That's 845-342-1115. Join the Heart Walk. Help raise money to beat the number one and number three killers in the U.S., heart disease and stroke.